Second Chronicles 26. I'm going to look at these first 21 verses, and I'll try to keep to a minute apiece. Go as quick as I can. But here's what I'm going to get. We looked at last hour, the mediator, the captain of our salvation. That's the go-between us and the Father. We're sin sick. He's the one able to save, and Christ on our behalf petitions the Father for us. He prays for us. To approach God without a mediator, a go-between, a representative, a substitute, is death. It's death. When I was a young man, I joined the volunteer fire department, and I hadn't got my pager yet. They give you one big old pager that goes off when the fire calls go off. And I hadn't got that yet, so I went and bought a scanner, and I kept it in my truck. And in the Commonwealth of Kentucky, that's a crime. Because you can have the police channels in there and know what the cops are doing. And it's bad. And so I got pulled over one time, and I didn't get a ticket. It was somebody else was speeding. And they said, well, we'll let you go. And then they heard that, Station 94, Cannonsburg. What's that? Uh-oh. That's why I ain't got my scanner yet, or my pager yet. I just got this scanner so I can go on fire calls. And I said, you give that to me, buddy. You can't have that. And then he went back to his car and he said, do you know all the state police's channels are programmed into this thing? I lied. No, I didn't know. Of course I know. I want to put them in there. I'd go to the judge. I'd appear in court for that. And I didn't hire a lawyer. I did not get a mediator. And because I knew the judge. There's two judges in Boyd County, Kentucky. And the one, Judge Rosen, lived, his property line touched Mom and Dad's property line. I saw him all the time. He's our neighbor. And I thought, well, Judge Rosen knows me. I ain't going to get in no trouble. Why would I worry about going down there and meeting him? I know him. I'm familiar with him. I have familiarity. Don't people have familiarity with God nowadays? Oh, I know Jesus. Me and Jesus got a good thing going. It's familiarity. It's flippant. It's wrong. I walked in that courthouse, and it was not Judge Rosen. It was Judge Davis. He looked like Wolfman Jack. Had a big old beard back before that was popular. And long hair slicked back, and he's a hard man. And I said, dude, how do you plead, guilty or not guilty? I said, well, you got my scanner. I'm guilty. He said, you think it's a laughing matter? He said, I'll put you in county jail for 6 months, son. You think this is funny? Guess who wanted an advocate right then? Guess who wanted a lawyer? I didn't speak his language. I don't know your rules. And all of a sudden, buddy, it's been found out I'm a leper. I ain't like you. I can't be in your presence. I need somebody to talk to you on my behalf. That was a real expense. I had to pay a fine and court fees and everything else. That cheap scanner got real expensive. Boy, that was a valuable lesson. Lord, use that to teach me something. This text is looking here at a story of a great king, 2 Chronicles 26. A great king as far as men's considered. And he was liked and he was well blessed on this earth. And he did a lot of wonderful things and he prospered. And his people under him did well. And then he came to the temple because he had success in so many areas. And he was smart, but he just knew the scriptures. And he came to sacrifice to the Lord without a priest, without a mediator, without a go-between on his own behalf. To approach God without a mediator is to perish. I'm not a priest. I'm not a mediator. I'm not a go-between. I'm a preacher. I'm not the middleman between people and God. But I proclaim, I want to tell people who He is. Who He is. Christ our high priest. He says in Hebrews 4:14, we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest who cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but in all points tempted like as we are. He's been through everything. Hey, we can relate to this one. Sitting some cold stoic person in a weird outfit. He's been tempted in every way that we have. If I thought about that. If a woman's pregnant and you got troubles with it, go to the Lord. Well, he never had a baby. He said he's been tempted in everything we've been tempted in. I believe him. Do you believe him? I don't know how, but that's so. Yet without sin. Yet without sin. That's who our go-between is. Paul told Timothy, there's one God and there's one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. That's it. What happens when we come to God on our own? What happens when we approach His throne without a high priest, a mediator, without that go-between between God and man? We'll see what happened here to Uzziah. Here in 2 Chronicles 26, verse 1. Then all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in the room of his father, Amaziah. But Eloth, that's a great port city, And he built Eloth, a great port city, and restored it to Judah. After that, the king slept with his fathers. 16 years old was Uzziah when he began to reign. And he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Jecholiah of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the sight of God, according to all that his father Amaziah did. He did what his dad did. He did the same thing his father did. Ain't all of us born of Adam do the same thing that our fathers did? Clay talked about that this morning. He said, thanks, Dad. Look at my father and said, well, because you was that way, I'm that way. And he can look to William Bailey Thacker Jr. and my grandpa and say, well, it's your fault. And we can trace that all the way back to Adam. Now, we did it. But we're just doing what our fathers did too, isn't it? That's our instinct. That's our nature. That's our DNA that's in us. So he sought God in the days of Zechariah, verse 5, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. When he was 16 years old, he was made king. And his first act as king was to retake his port city. And he was gaining all the respect to the people from day one. That's what he's doing. He's going to get back the land that's properly ours. And he went to the prophet of God. And God tried to get a word from him. And we're going to do everything right. And people liked him for it. We're reading. You can go back in chapter 25 and read about his father. He did all the things that was right in the sight of God too. But his heart wasn't pure. He followed those directions to a T. But however, he didn't know God. He didn't bow to God. He didn't give God the glory for it. And he was never given a new heart. And he ends up, whenever he's captured, he's bound to these idols of the gods that he captured. That was wrong. Now, it's looked on the outside like everything he's doing is right until the end, didn't it? Uzziah went a step further in disobedience. In verse 5, he sought God through God's prophet. He went to seek the Lord where he was preached. And he had a motivation to learn about the Lord. And as long as he sought the Lord, he was blessed. And he prospered. There's so many people that seek after knowledge. Many people seek the knowledge of the Scriptures. But they don't seek understanding. They search the Scriptures because they think in them they have life. If I exercise good, I'm going to get in good shape. If I save my money, make good business decisions, I'm going to get money. And if one of the other pillars in my life, if I read the Bible every day, I got God, all my boxes are checked. I got insurance in every category. I've shored up all my bets. Oftentimes people, they think they're doing well because they find earthly wisdom. And these scriptures, we go through the Proverbs or whatever, and you see the practicality in that, and you do what the Lord says. You may have well-behaved children. You may have a lot of money in the bank. You may be a good boss or be a good employee and get along good and fine in this world. But if we don't see the Christ of the Scriptures, we got nothing. Everything's going to burn. It's all going to be gone anyway, and we're going to face Him one day. Some people find it just as a guidebook to living. And there may be some gains on this earth, but the things of this earth are going to perish and fade away. They're all going to burn. We should seek things above, shouldn't we? Not what's our physical gain right now. What can we do to make everything okay today for me with them? What's in it for me? What's in it for me? Like I said for that centurion. That servant dies. Well, who's going to wash my car? A man just died. What do we worry about a car for? But that's us by nature, isn't it? John told us, he said, the world passeth away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. We seek His will. Seek His glory. Paul said, if you be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. Where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God, that mediator we have. He's already there. Set your affections on things above, not on things of this earth. Set your affections on Him. Look to Him. There's current benefits. Though Uzziah sought wisdom through that prophet, but we're going to see he only received worldly wisdom and a temporal benefit. And the Lord helped him during this. He did. This is all right. This is the Lord's doing. Look at verse 6. And he went forth and warred against the Philistines and brake down the wall of Gath and the wall of Jabneth and the wall of Ashdod, and built cities about Ashdod and among the Philistines. And God helped him against the Philistines and against the Arabians that dwelt in Gerbal and the Mehams. The Lord helped him. He didn't know that. He just thought he was doing all the right things. This is quid pro quo. If I do this, then God will do that. But this is the Lord's doing, wasn't it? When his eyes sought the Lord, he is blessed. And he knew he was blessed, and the armies knew he was blessed, and the Ammonites knew he was blessed. Look at verse 8. And the Ammonites gave gifts to Uzziah, and his name spread abroad even to the entering in of Egypt, for he strengthened himself exceedingly. That praise that came, that was from men and to a man. I care what people think about me. Not as much as some others do, more than others do. But I do. I care what people think. And you do too, don't you? You care what people think about you? Here or other places or wherever? At the grocery store? I do. We ought not. We ought not. But we do, don't we? But that praise that's from men is to a man. And nowhere in that today they praise God for giving him that strength, for God for being with him, for God for giving him the ability. And they didn't spread the name of God throughout all the land. They spread the name of Uzziah throughout all the land. He was a popular leader. Do you see trouble brewing? How do you think it's going to pan out? Who gets the glory in all things? The Lord's God's a jealous God. He's going to share his glory. But Uzziah kept building and he kept prospering. He's building churches in verse 9. Moreover, Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem at the corner gate and at the valley gate and the turning of the wall and fortified them. He didn't just build them, he fortified them. He made them good. He didn't spare no expense. He ordered good concrete, best stone cutters. And he also built towers in the desert and digged many wells, for he had much cattle, both in the low country and in the plains, husbandmen also, and vine dressers in the mountains and in Carmel, for he loved husbandry. He enjoyed what he was doing. It was a labor of love to him. What's this a picture of? Uzziah's building these vineyards and digging wells and breeding livestock and building these walls. And worldly, he's making defenses and he's securing that food. Spiritually, it's a picture of Uzziah trying to build a church. He contributed to the furtherance of the gospel and he contributed to these walls and these towers. And that's all pictures of local assemblies where God puts his preachers. He said in Isaiah 62, I've set watchmen upon the walls, O Jerusalem, and they ain't going to hold their peace, day or night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silent. And give him no rest. Don't let off of him. You just keep going until God establishes it. He'll make Jerusalem the praise of the earth. He'll do those things. But Uzziah made places for the gospel to be spread. He did. That's what this is a picture of. Am I saying that a person could be very blessed on this earth by God and put in charge of many things and help build the church of God and be used to further the word of the Lord and seek God through his prophets and still be without spiritual life? Just because I'm a preacher don't mean nothing. Is that right? What Paul say? He that water, it don't. Who cares? It's God that gives increase. Just because I preach, you think I pray daily? Lord, be with me. Well, I was saved 25 years ago. Lord, be with me. I need mercy this morning. And then be merciful to me. Then give me a message for those that need mercy too. Yes, that's what I'm saying. We read about our fruits, our works, or the proof of faith that the Lord gives. And James said, faith without works is dead. But you know what? You can read that backwards too. Works without faith is dead works. Dead works. I mean, that's works. There's energy has been expended to accomplish a task. Something got done. They didn't sit around and talk about doing it. They did something. But without faith, without looking to the Lord and knowing he's everything, it don't mean nothing. It don't mean nothing. Paul said there in Romans 3, therefore by the deeds of the law shall no flesh be justified in my sight, in his sight. So if my works don't save me, if I'm not given life by going to church or donating to a faithful ministry that preaches the truth or helping my brethren, what am I to do? If those things don't save me, I must look to Christ. I must look to that mediator. I must seek that captain, that centurion. And I'm in need of a substitute. I can't do this on my own. I have to seek him. I have to look to him. And going through the motions of serving Christ. Paul cautioned a whole lot. That was his big worry, wasn't it? The Apostle Paul is false converts. Going through the motions of serving Christ and worshiping him will do you no good. We must be given a new spirit. We must be born again so we can worship in spirit and in truth. And we can't worship. We can't worship God under a lie. You ain't going to be saved underneath the preaching of a lie. And he said so. So we have to worship him in truth. But he said in spirit and in truth. It's got to be true, but we have to have a spirit. We're dead in trespasses and sins. He has to give us new life. If I didn't know you yesterday, Lord, make me know you today. I don't care what's done. I don't care what's happened in 44 years. Be my mediator today. Intercede for me right now. Right now. He must give us a new spirit. Then, if the Lord gives a new spirit, a new heart in him, that heart's like his heart. Then that new faith that's in him, it'll desire to build churches, and it'll desire to be with those that love God, and it'll desire to further the gospel, and it'll do all those things. It will. He'll meld them. There's no such thing as indifferent. He can't stand lukewarmness. If God works in somebody, there's a new creation in him, and it's going to poke out. Like that little child said, Daddy, if Christ is in me, wouldn't he stick out? Yeah, he sure will, son. People are going to notice. Old preacher said even the dog is going to be able to tell the difference. In verse 11 through 15, we see that Uzziah had a great army under him, thousands of men. And he took good care of them. And he was a good leader over those men that he was in charge of. Look at verse 14. And Uzziah prepared for them throughout all the host shields and spears and helmets and habergons, that's body armor, and bows and slings to cast stones. He provided for all these soldiers. He equipped them properly. And I tell you what, I've been a soldier. And when you get good equipment, you get the good stuff. Not that old beat up, handed down stuff. When you get good equipment, good tools that you need, you're happy about it. It ain't my helmet, it ain't my body armor, but if it's new, it's mine for now. I'm going to keep it clean, take care of it. We're thankful, ain't you? Uzziah provided physical armor and all these tools, but it never mentions him talking about carrying the shield of faith, does it? He doesn't point them to that sword of the Lord and put on that helmet of salvation, does he? Not once. He was concerned about temporal things, physical things. And he had his brightest men develop equipment for the army. Look at verse 15. And he made in Jerusalem engines invented by cunning men. Lord gave them men that ability. To be on the towers and upon the bulwarks, to shoot arrows and great stones withal. That's crossbows and catapults. They invented those things. And his name spread far abroad, and he was marvelously helped till he was strong. Till he was strong. As king's life had led up to this point, Almighty God had physically and earthly blessed him greatly, gave him ability, wealth, now power. And he was strong as far as men go. And all around him, everybody thought he was mighty. And he'd been lifted up, and boy, they praised him and they lifted him up more, didn't they? That's a dangerous place to be. It sure is. We were, pray for so-and-so. They're having a hard time. Well, pray for so-and-so. It's having a good time. Now, I'm telling you. Now, listen to me. I mean it. We know that carnally, don't we? If you was ever a teenager or you saw one on TV or read a book or something, I don't know, I hope we can enter into this. If you take an 18-year-old in a day and then make them a millionaire, give them $50 million. Now, y'all have been alive for more than 18 years. What do you think is going to happen? I've seen it. Yeah, it's going to go south. Chances are, this ain't going to be good. They'll probably be dead within 5 years, won't they? We've seen it happen. We have. You imagine, that's just carnally. But to be given all that power and ability and strength and knowledge without understanding, imagine what a draw that would have on the heart away from Christ, away from the gospel. Well, I'll get to that next week. I know. Do we? I'd rather be a doorkeeper in his house, wouldn't you? Be with him. I'd rather be that servant curled up sick on a bed, him praying for me. Him interceding for me. That's what I'd rather have happen than me be doing pretty good on my own. What effect did this have on Uzziah? Verse 16. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. I thought, you ever thought before? I have. Well, that was just Uzziah. If I got elected president or something, I could handle it. I could be all right. What would the wisest man born of Adam say? Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Uzziah was lifted up in pride. He was strong. He had a haughty spirit just before he fell. Verse 16 says, but when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord his God and went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. He just went in to burn a little incense. Ooh, you're approaching God all by yourself in your power and your strength and your ability and your knowledge and your wisdom. You think, well, I've had success in business that way too. Sometimes people have a business, and that business will be real successful, and then they think, well, I've struck gold in HVAC. I'm going to be good at hot air balloon rental. They just think it's off the wall things. I had a cousin that wanted to make shotgun jeans. He bought a bunch of Levi's and took buckshot, went out and shot them on a clothesline. He said, I'm going to make $1 million. I said, I think you just made a million holes. You ruined a good pair of jeans. But we think we get a little bit of success, we think we can do it in everything. Like I said about those pillars, you get in shape and you get your money right and you get your kids raising good and everything's going good. And then you think, well, I got this religion stuff squared away too. Oh, it's dangerous. We need warned of these things, don't we? He'd approach the Lord without a mediator. It was a high priest's business to enter into that holiest of holies. No king. King or no king, it didn't matter. It was his job, the priest's job. And there was only one that could enter where God the Father met with people. There could only be one mediator. Just one. Not two of them holding hands. Not twins even. Just one. Just one. Uzziah came to God without Christ, is what this is showing us. He approached the Father without a mediator. And by doing that, he was saying, I don't need one. I can do it myself. And he was flat wrong. He was flat wrong. What he did was terribly wrong. And he probably still thought he's doing okay because the Lord hadn't punished him yet. Just because sin goes unpunished doesn't mean that the Lord's satisfied. Just because he doesn't call down fire from brimstone or strike somebody dead right in that moment doesn't mean it's okay. Well, we've always done it this way. Well, maybe God just ain't dealt with us yet. I wish, like flying over a nation. I wish, however, 300 some million people in this nation would hear that. I wish they would see the need of a mediator and see that we can't do it on our own and we need a substitute. Would to God they'd hear it. But that punishment hadn't come yet. It was about to. Verse 17. There was a warning before that. Did you know that? We saw them plagues. Every third one didn't. But what a generous thing for the Lord who owes us nothing to give us a warning. Somebody come tell them. How many years? Some says 100 or 120. Noah's out there. It's going to rain. Nobody believed him. It's going to rain. You need to get in this boat. And maybe some agreed with it. They didn't get in the boat, did they? They didn't get in that ark. But the Lord warned. So here in verse 17. And Azariah the priest went in after him, and with 80 priests of the Lord that were valiant men. These 80 men, they were valiant. How were they? They were standing up to a strong king that was put over them, standing up for the gospel's sake and looking out for his soul. Uzziah, don't you go in there, buddy. Don't you do this. Verse 18. And they withstood Uzziah the king and said to him, it appertaineth not unto thee, Uzziah, to burn incense to the Lord, but to the priests, the sons of Aaron. This, don't do this. They are concentrated to burn incense. Go out of the sanctuary, for thou hast trespassed. Neither shall it be for thine honor from the Lord God. The Lord ain't going to honor this. This is all a picture. Now just get out of here until we can explain it to you. This is pointing to that mediator that's coming. Don't trifle with it. Don't play with this. This man in great error was admonished by the Lord's messengers. He was warned plainly and clearly, and he had erred greatly. And they addressed it quickly and firmly, didn't they? What was the result? Now hear me. What you're doing is wrong. Now stop it. What was the outcome of that? Did Uzziah have a new heart that was contrite and humble before the Lord? I said, oh boys, you're right. Tell me about the mediator. I don't know what I was thinking. You're right. I'm glad God sent you to warn me. Tell me about him. Did he do that? Brother Tom Harding, you got an article there. I'd say that for you either humbled or hardened. You either humbled or angry when the word of the Lord comes. Look at what Isaiah did. Verse 19. Then Uzziah was wroth, and he had a censer in his hand to burn incense. I'm already here. He got mad. He got mad at him. The king didn't bow to the word of God, and he didn't submit to the men the Lord sent to instruct him. He got mad, and he didn't let go of that censer. Got a hold of it. Much like Cain, I thought of him. His offering wasn't accepted. And there was no punishment. The Lord didn't kill Cain right then. But instead of asking the Lord to teach him, he said, I don't have any respect for that offering. Well, Lord, what kind of offering will you have respect for? What's that mean? What are you looking in for, huh? Instead of having a humbled heart, he became wroth. He did. Henry told me one time, well, not me, I heard in the message. I think he's traveling. And he said, if you got the Word of God, you got a message from God, and you got people that want to hear a message from God, and they ain't getting it, he said, it's the preacher's fault. Now, I think he might have just been correcting. I want y'all to do me a favor. Will you do me a favor? This is for your good. I want you to breathe in your nose real deep. Let's breathe out. Breathe in. When you breathe in like that, your eyes open up. This is real important. God keep us. Don't give us a spirit of slumber. We might meet him right now. Somebody sent me an article of the Olympics mocking the... I'm just talking to you. I ain't preaching right now. I'm talking to you. Somebody sent me an article of the opening ceremony of the Olympics. I don't pay attention to that stuff. I've been studying. Talking to preachers on the phone, and Eric and all them. And they're mocking the Lord's Supper with cross-dressers and all this abominations. They ain't a believer that ever lived didn't think the Lord's coming. Lord might be coming. hot and in a hurry. Maybe tomorrow. I don't know. But it sure is bad out there in this world, isn't it? It's getting worse and worse. And with the devices, man's devices, we can do it faster. God make this serious to us. Because we might meet him today. Don't come to him without a mediator. I mean it. Let's keep looking. Like Cain, whose offer wasn't accepted, there's no punishment at that time. But instead of being asked to be taught, instead of being asked for a humble heart, he became wroth. Just like Uzziah did. God did not let this heresy come and go. He addressed it immediately. Look at verse 19. And Uzziah was wroth, and he had a censer in his hand to burn incense. And while he was wroth with the priest, the leprosy even rose up in his forehead before the priest in the house of the Lord from beside the incense altar. They said, don't do it. He got mad. And right then, as soon as he got mad, boy, that leprosy started growing on his forehead. And Azariah, the chief priest, and all the priests looked upon him, and behold, he was leprous in his forehead, and they thrust him out from thence. Yea, himself hasted also to go out. He was in a hurry to get out of there. It wasn't just his priests kick him. He's got leprosy. Get out of here. You felt that, ain't you? Have you ever seen somebody just blaspheme God and hit? I don't want to stand next to you. You can have that attitude if you want to, but I ain't getting on an airplane with him anytime soon. I can tell you that. Lord may kill him. But he was hastened. He was hastened. He saw what God had punished for that disobedience, didn't he? Because the Lord had smitten him. That's who did the work. Verse 21. And Uzziah the king was a leper unto the day of his death and dwelt in a several house being a leper. This great, mighty, powerful, respected king decided to approach God just in a picture and type. Take incense in there to burn to God. And he struck him with leprosy. What a favor he did to Uzziah. And he's down there at a leper house until he died. No more king, no more power, no more. I bet they mocked him, made fun of him. If the Lord worked in his heart and gave him that new spirit, what would he say? Well, I came, I found the truth, and oh, he said, I was wrong, God was right, and he didn't kill me. Let me tell you about, don't you go in his presence without a mediator. I tell you that, you better have a high priest. That's what he'd tell, wouldn't it? That's the thing he would have to say. As I came to the Lord God Almighty without a mediator, he approached God, standing on his own strength, not Christ's strength. He came on what he had accomplished, not Christ's finished accomplishments. He came in his worth and not the worth of the Son of God. That lamb slain before the foundation of the world in his blood. So I tell you, no matter what happened yesterday, flee to Christ. Flee to Christ. He's the only way. Brother Bob just read it. He's the way. And it's true. He's true. And that's life. He's all those things. Don't come on your own. Don't come in your own garments. Don't come with your own merit. You'll perish. Run to him. Run to him. This man was used to build Judah and its economy and take care of those priests and win so many battles. And was he only used for that time? Well, you got 3 years or whatever it was, and that's it. Now he's going to be in a leper's house. Everybody's going to be quiet. In Isaiah chapter 6, he said, in the year that King Uzziah died, he knew him, didn't he? He knew him. Went down there and talked to him through the fence or something. But in the year that he died, he knew when he died. I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Do you see the Lord lifted up, man brought down low? Do you see His majesty and our unworthiness? If so, what option do you have? Approach Him. Come to Him. Get down low like that woman wanted to touch the hem of His garment. Get your finger stepped on. Ow, ow. I got to get to Him. If I can just touch Him. Come to Him. And you'll find that He's been tempted everything we've been tempted with. Yet without sin. And that's who's represented. That's the one, just like I said, that's our captain. We're sick and laid up. You're going to get sick and you get a high fever. That's how I know I'm running a fever. You get delirious. You don't, can't tell if you're dreaming or you ain't thinking right. And then you dream about dreaming and you're just out of it. When we're just in delirious like that, that's the one that's making intercession for us. And it's worthy and it's out of love. And boy, it's just right. Right. It's Him building His body. Go to that one. All right. Let's pray together.